Watch George Will, America Needs As Much Immigration As Economy Can Take. By John Binder on June 10, 2019. Never Trump, economic libertarian columnist George Will says the United States needs as much immigration as the economy can take to supply corporations with a never-ending flow of foreign workers and provide jobs to willing foreign nationals, no matter the cost to America's working and middle class. During an interview with Hill.tv, Will doubled down on his support for electing any of the multiple Democrats running for president against President Trump and said he wants as much immigration as the U.S. economy can handle. Will said, "I believe immigration is an inherently entrepreneurial act. It's people uprooting themselves, taking a risk for themselves and their families. I think a country where the baby boomers are retiring, where we have an aging workforce, where we have 7 million unfilled jobs at the moment, and we have people clamoring to get into our country and get to work. I'm for as much immigration as the economy can take, and the economy needs immigration just as much as the immigrants need the American economy." Emphasis added. Will also said that the enormity of big tech giants like Amazon, Google, and Facebook and their monopolized power over large swaths of the U.S. economy was a testament to capitalism working. "I think capitalism is working," Will said, going on to claim that big tech corporations are not monopolies. Despite a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires controlling the overwhelming majority of social media networks, search engines, and now online retail services, Will said. The idea that because something is big, which Google obviously is and Facebook and all the rests, it is a dangerous monopoly, you have a dangerous monopoly when you have a service people need and can't do without, I can deal without Facebook. People did for a very long time. So the idea that mere size makes Facebook a public threat is illogical. Emphasis added. Will's support for mass illegal and legal immigration, effectively a rendition of President George W. Bush's Any Willing Worker Cheap Labor program that sought to provide businesses with a constant stream of foreign workers in order to never have to compete for American workers by increasing wages and providing better working conditions, is vastly out of step with Republican voters, conservatives, and Trump supporters who prefer the president's high-wage, economic nationalist agenda. The latest Harvard/Harris poll found that among Republicans, conservatives, and Trump supporters, the biggest priorities were building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border to stop illegal immigration and reducing all legal immigration to the country. Nearly 70% of all legal immigration to the U.S. comes through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country with them. Nearly 10 million legal immigrants have been admitted to the country through chain migration in the last decade alone, and in the next two decades, chain migration is expected to import about 8 million new foreign-born voters. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.